Our conversation with Sean Thornton is brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union and by Norfolk Power Equipment. As always, Sean joins us on the AT&T hotline. Congratulations, Sean. You're moving on. Good feeling.
Thank you. Yes, great feeling.
Hey, it's sort of standard operating cliche that says the regular season ends and when the Stanley Cup playoffs begin, there's an increase in energy and intensity. Does a similar increase in energy and intensity occur when you go from the Red Wings to the Canadiens?
Yeah, probably. This is a good rivalry. Everyone enjoys it.
Now, is there a real and palpable dislike, dare I say hatred, in your room toward the Canadiens, or is it something that you're required to say if you play for the Bruins?
No, you feel it once you put New Jersey on. The first time going into that rink or the first time they come to you, I mean, the way that both cities are into it, the history of it, you embrace it. It's a fun rivalry.
I know the crowd is not the biggest factor in NHL games, but is that place, they're building the hardest place to play, the hardest place to win in the NHL, in your opinion, Sean?
It's up there. I think for whatever reason, the crowd's on top of you. They somehow, every once in a while, they get they can force a ref into calling a penalty. It's not the easiest building, but it's almost the most fun place to play in on the road too, because you can feed off the energy in there. Even though it's their rink, it's got a good energy, and you can feed off it on both sides. I think
you might not know the answer to this, but does Chara know if there's still a warrant out for his arrest up the Pacioretty hit?
I don't think there is. I think that's been long gone.
He was fired up after that goal.
That was a huge goal for us.
Yeah,
huge. Just the timing was unbelievable. I think that he obviously tried to put it through the back of the net. Almost did a good job of it. But with 5 seconds left to go in the period and putting us back up, I think that was a real kickstart for us.
All right, what are the fights going to be? Who's going to fight who in this series? We need some fights.
No, everyone keeps saying that. No, there's not a lot of fighting in playoffs.
I know, but this is different, isn't it?
I'm not sure who. I'm not sure who's in their lineup. But I mean, we had yesterday off. There won't be any video or anything today, so. I haven't even looked at their roster yet. Who's injured, who's healthy, who's in, who's not. I didn't watch any of their games.
When do you play, Sean? When's game one?
I don't know. I thought you guys might know.
Could you find out for us?
Thursday or Saturday, they're saying.
Yeah, I don't know. Is there anything in the garden this week? I mean, obviously we have home ice, so that might have something to do with it.
There's a Northeastern commencement on Friday. I don't know if that prohibits a Thursday game. Would you rather, if you had your druthers, would you rather get it going Thursday or wait till Saturday?
I don't know. I like to get going, but it really doesn't matter. Both teams are, you're dealing with the same amount of time off. So I like playing, though, more than practicing, so I'd rather get playing.
The Wings were built as a team with speed, and I guess Montreal sort of equates with their speed as well to some extent. What's the difference between these two teams? And I know you haven't seen film yet. You could probably answer this better down the road. But are they similar? Are they more similar than they are different?
Yeah, they're fairly similar. I think Montreal very, very opportunistic with their goal-scoring ability. I think from what I can remember, they're very dangerous around the net. They have guys that can put the puck in. So, but, yeah, they got some small, speedy guys. But their GM, Mark Bergevin, did a pretty good job of giving them some a little bit of sandpaper and grit in the last year or two to try and, not be all little speedy guys. So they got a bit of both. They're a well-built team.
Is it safe to say Carey Price is better than Jimmy Howard?
Carey Price is one of the best goalies in the world. I think that this is going to be a great matchup goaltending-wise. I think, I obviously think Tuukka's the best goalie out there, but Carey Price, when he's on, he's as good as anybody.
How much information do your assistant coaches give you on specific, and I mean really specific, scouting reports on individual goaltenders?
We have Bob Asenza, our goaltending coach, goaltending consultant, whatever whatever his title is, he usually does a pretty good job of going through where weaknesses may be and what the strengths are. He does a pretty good job of breaking it down.
Who do you think was the best? Forget Tuukka for a second. Who was the best player in that last series? I would say Krug if I had to vote for a guy for MVP of the last series.
He was up there. I think his last game, game five, he played probably above himself, as good of a player as he is. I think the way we won that, though, is that we had everyone chipping in along the way. I think there was something like 9 or 10 different goal scorers mm-hmm. through the series, and I think, you know, that kind of speaks to the way we're built. So if I had to pick one guy, I don't know, maybe Tuca, maybe Kruger. It's easy to pick the goalie every time, I guess, so right. He's playing good.
Hey, how has the goalie changed? You're personal friends with him. Is he getting a big head? Does he know he's the best goalie in the league now?
I joke with him all the time. I like backup Tuca better. he's not like that. He's the opposite of that. He just goes out and plays. He's just a normal guy. I met him for a beer yesterday at Ironside. He's still the same guy down there having a beer and chicken wings at Ironside. He just nothing fazes him.
Does he pay now that he's, you know, a big star?
He will. Oh, yeah, he will. He will. He's not afraid to pull the wallet out. He's got enough of it.
A final question for me, Sean. What would be more important to the Bruins' success in this next series, an extremely efficient power play or an extremely efficient penalty kill?
I'm going to say penalty kill. I think that...
tears the heart out, right?
Yeah, I think in the way... the amount of penalties that get called during the Canadian series, usually, I think you need a pretty good PK.
Hey, we talked last week about Larry Bird suggesting he enjoyed winning on the road because it shut the fans up. I guess Montreal, that sort of raises the bar a little bit if you shut the fans in Montreal up more than if you shut them up in Columbus.
Yeah, they're not an easy bunch to keep quiet up there. So, and I enjoy playing in there. And if we can get a few off the hop and quiet it down, I'm very, very happy.
Hey, during this last series, Sean, there were people that were nervous about, I mean, clearly you're the better team, but they were like, don't forget last year, Toronto went 7 games, and the Bruins were lucky to escape round one last year. My answer to that was always, this team's better. I mean, even without Seidenberg, even without Sagan, even with the injuries you're dealing with, you're on this date right now, April 28th, you're a better team this year than you were last year. Would you agree?
I think when we're 100% healthy, I'd say that's a fair statement. I was golfing with a couple of the scouts in the summer, and they kind of said the same thing, that they thought on paper we'd be a better team coming in this year, too. I know people brought up that – we heard about that Toronto thing before Game 5, too, and I guess my answer was that we had the experience. We have a lot of guys that have that experience in the bank now, so like anything else, you learn from it.
Here's a weird observation. You just mentioned Tuca drinking beer and eating chicken. If you remember the Red Sox, that didn't go very well. I don't think anybody's holding that against you and Rask.
But it wasn't during a game.
Yeah, it was a third period.
Good point.
In the locker room, yeah.
Yeah, good point. All right, Sean, good luck. We'll talk to you down the road.
All right, thanks, guys.
Sean Thornton with a little bit of time off, maybe Thursday at the earliest.